Hello, good morning. It's after Yitzhak already, and we are thinking about how Yom Tovim was so nice, and it's after Yom Tov, and we're maybe a little bit sad that it's all over already, putting away the sukkahs and getting ready for the regular year. But the question is, what do we have left from the Yom Tovim, all the Yom Tovim that we had for this great month of Tishrei? Shana, Seres Betshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. So, Reuven from Olshan brings down the famous Chazal that on Shmini Atzeres, it's like a melech who has a suda for his loyal people, and he says for his children, and he says to them that he says to them after the whole suda, he has all the people, and then he says for his children, he says that it's hard for me to let you go. It's hard for me to have a prayer. So let's have one more day, just me and you. So the question everyone asks is that, what is that going to help? So one more day, and you have one more day together. Then the next day is going to be hard also. So what's the mile of having one more day? It's not going to do anything. It's just push off the prolong the agony, so to speak. So the Gra says that the another HaKavod that we had in the Midbar, that we are building the Sukkah to represent and to remember, where it says that the Goyim, when they saw the Ananya HaKavod and they saw Klal Yisrael, it says an interesting line. It says that these people are Elokim. Elokim. These people are just like godly people. That's what they saw when they saw the Israel with the Ananya HaKavod. He explains that the point of the Ananya HaKavod in the Midbar was the Hashkacha that the Rebbeinu Shem had. They gave us that he took care of all our needs in the Midbar. It's impossible to live in a Midbar. No one could go to the Midbar, let alone millions of people, to survive in the Midbar. To go out there without food, without water, without protection. So Hashem gave us all the needs we have, the Ananya HaKavod, plus the air, plus the man. And the sukkah we have represents the Ananya HaKavod, but really we're remembering the whole experience in the Midbar. The Midbar was the biggest bitachon builder that we had. That for 40 years, we lived in a way that was supernatural. We couldn't live naturally like that. And it was all because of the Hashkacha of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And that built our bitachon in the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That no matter what, Hashem is there. He's running the world. He's helping us. He's going to be there for us. And that's what we learned from the Midbar, from the 40 years in the Midbar. And when a person has bitachon in the Rebbeinu Shlomo like that, in a real way, so then they become very close to the Rebbeinu Shlom, and they have this vacancy to the Rebbeinu Shlom. And it, just like L'Havdil says, we say in Halakha, Kamohim Yoseihem, that those who are Batech and the Avodah Zarahs, they become like the Avodah Zarahs, they become nothingness, they like the Avodah Zarahs. So, Alachas Kama Kama, one who has Bitochen in Hashem, and he comes close to Hashem, he becomes like Hashem. He's doyma to Hashem. He becomes dovik and one with Hashem. Not that he's in mamash, of course, but there's such a dveikus there that we become so close to Hashem that when the goyim saw Bnei Yisrael with his level of bitachon, they said these people are godly people. They're Elokim. So that's the pshat in the Gra, and that's the pshat that we on Sukkos are sitting out in the sukkah, which is doyma to the cover. There's, we remind ourselves that in Israel, we're only under the Hashgacha of Hashem. We don't have a real roof. We're open to the elements. And we go out and we say to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we're also under your Hashgacha, and we have bitachon in you, that you're controlling the world, and you're helping us, and you're doing everything that taking care of our needs. And this is what Sukkot represents. And when we have that level of bitachon, we become very close to Hashem, and we have the dveikus with Hashem, and we become close. And then comes Shmini Atzeres, that the Baruch Hashem says, Ikvi Yom Echad, I'm going to show you that when you come into this to the house and you leave the sukkah behind, you come into this house and you leave the sukkah, the Arbamin, which we have on sukkahs, all the other mitzvahs that we had, just come into the house and live, and you'll have the same bitachon. You could do it on your own. Now that you learned to have this bitachon, you've learned to have this dveikus in the Baruch Shalom. And the Baruch Shalom says, we say this in the Yerotzon after the on the last day when we leave the sukkah, we say we take everything into the house. We're taking all the things that we learned into our house, and we say that we also can have this bitachon and the dveikus in the Baruch Shalom in our house. We don't need the sukkah anymore to help us, to remind us of the Ananiya Kavod, to remind us of the Bitachon, and to help us have that Dveikus. The Baruch Hashem is saying that Ikvi Yom Echad, because you can now see this Yom Echad of Shmi Yetzeres, but by us in Chutz Laaretz more like Simchas Torah, because Shmi Yetzeres we still have the Sukkah, but on Simchas Torah, the second day of Shmi Yetzeres, we come in to the house, and we actually sit inside, and we eat, and we do everything inside, and we have that we still can have that bitachon, we still have that dveikus. That's the pshat that the kashalei pridaso, it's not a preda anymore. If you have that, if you realize that you can still have the same level that you had before, and you've grown, you've come to the higher level of bitachon, and now you can do it on your own without all the external maisa and mitzvah that help us to achieve that goal. So then that doesn't have to end. And that means that there's really no praise at the end of Sukkot. We're still holding by that bitachon. And that's why we take the Torah on Sukkot Torah, because Torah is the way to sustain levels of bitachon that we had and to keep that dveikus going throughout the year. So our hope and our tefillah is that whatever we experience during our mitzvahim, our Sukkot, Shmi Atzeres, we should be able to continue it and keep that bitachon and dveikus, and the knowledge that Hashem is always there for us and always taking care of us, and that our dveikus to Him will be through the Torah throughout the year if we keep our shurim, our limud, whatever we learn, whatever we do, to keep up the shaychus to the Torah, the shaychus to the Baruch Shalom, the dveikus to the Baruch Shalom, and this bitachon that we have achieved somewhat, hopefully, through the Yom Tovim, the Yom Neroim, and Sukkot, and Shmi Atzeres, and Chasairah, and we should all have a Gvaldika new winter that's coming on us right now, and we should be Zeichet to keep that Madrega, and be Zeichet to Yeshua's, and the Bitachon should be a Zchus for us, and we should be Zeichet to Baruch Hashem is taking care of us, and all our personal Yeshua's and Yeshua's of Gans Klai Yisrael.